The Gemara says, "Ibarlu ma'u livol betchila b'Shabbos." The Gemara wants to know whether or not, depending on when they get married, if the first, if the bia rishona, if the first intimate relations between them is can be on Shabbos or not. Is that a problem from the perspective of meleches Shabbos or not? And it's a very interesting Gemara. If you know, because it touches on many concepts, it's like a mini discussion of some of the klalim of Hilchos Shabbos, which we're just going to do as quickly as we can because we're learning Ksuvos and not Shabbos. But poter below klum yafshar. But it's also just very interesting, as it's almost like an anatomy of a psak halacha or of a of an analysis of a halachic question. Which you don't, often see in such succinct but very thorough fashion. Like, how does the posek line up the issues, as it were? It's rare to see it so explicit and so concentrated, I think. So the Gemara says, "Iboilu ma'u livol betchila b'Shabbos." What about bia rishona on Shabbos? Is that permissible or is that problematic? So the Gemara says, it depends on the following numerous shilas. Right? Number one, dam mifkad pakid o chibure mechbar. So we could say that this is the practical, but it isn't purely practical, it's practical halachic side of the question. How do we look at dam besulim? Do we look at it in terms of mifkad pakid? Do we think that there's like a different, that's why I say this is kind of a pragmatic aspect. This goes to the, but it isn't fully, it's how the halacha views it, but do we look at dam besulim as being some sort of a different system of dam? Like there's something called dam besulim, and it's mifkad pocket, it's as if it's self-contained, in the context of bia rishona, so that opens up and draws out dam besulim. Almost, that's not considered to be a chavala or a chabura. Odilma, right? Or chabura mechbar. Or do we look at dam besulim like any other dam? And, the extraction of dam, generally speaking, constitutes chavala. Again, Rashi explains this a little bit. Rashi says, Ba'u liva betchila lo shmia lehu hachmas nisa dele'el. Inami shmielu miboilu halacha o ein halacha. Okay, so the Gemara explains. Rashi explains mifkad pocket kamo pikodon kanus vaomeid veino nivla bedofne arechem. Do we look at the blood system of dam besulim as something which is kind of self-contained and waiting to emerge, but not really integrated with the regular blood vessels and the dofne arechem? Liosi etziyaso dechabura ela sha pesach naul befanav. It's like there's a stoppage, and it's the door is closed. Uposkin lo v'yotzei. Okay, o chiburei nechbar dam besulim mayotzei al yidechabura hu sha dofen misparek mechavero. It's like any other blood in the body, and that is that when it emerges, it's because of a wound of some sort and a chabal. So the Gemara says, that's question number one. That's kind of the factual halachic part of it. Then the Gemara says, question number two, im tim tzalomar dim dam mifkad pocket, according to the side that this is mifkad pocket and not chibur emachar. So then the next question is, ledam utzarech v'shari, odim lepesach utzarech v'asir. Halachically, do we perceive that he's interested in the blood itself? And the Rishonim discuss why, because it's dam besulim, so. Or it's a hochacha that she's a basula, or is it because you want to get that out of the way? That's a bit of a messy business, handling it or dealing with it, neutralizing it is a important for going forward. So either way, is it ledam hutzarech? Is he interested in the dam? And that's the kavana, as it were, the shari. And therefore it's permissible, because if you hold dam mifkad pocket, so then drawing or extracting the blood, which is what your interest is not a malacha. Odilma lepesach utzarech, or is it that he's interested in opening up that channel, to remove the blood. It isn't the blood per se that he's interested in. He's interested in the Pesach. In which case, that would be Asur, because that would be, as Rashi explains, like Meleches Bone. We find that even in animals and people, there can be Bone. Okay, so that's question number two, right? Is he interested in the blood? Is he interested in the Pesach? Imtim Salam Aladam Mutzarech Upesach Mimela Kaasi. Question number three. As I say, it's an anatomy of a Shaila. If indeed he's interested in the Dam, which would be the Tzad Lahatir, but still Pesach Mimela Kaasi, right? To Agav, a channel, an opening is being created. So there's Bone, right? She'eno Miskave. So is that problematic or not? So the answer is halacha kirab shimon da amar davashen miskavin butar. Halacha kirab Yehuda da amar davashen miskavin asur. Who do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? Is davashen miskavin mutar or asur? That's question number three. That's purely halachic question. So the first question was, kind of mitzius, right? Mifkad pakid. Or chiburi mechbar. The second question is a question of kavana. What is he interested in? What is his focus? Is it bone or is it chabura, right? Or is it totzos adam or sirs apesach? Sorry. And the third question is purely a halachic question. Do we paskin like Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the question of davar sheni miskaven being permissible or not? Then comes the fourth question. Im tibtzalam halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you paskin seemingly lechumra like Rabbi Yehuda, the davar sheni miskaven is prohibited. Mekalkel hu eitzal pesach, oh metaken hu eitzal pesach. This pesach that he creates, even though it's in a miskaven, but we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, is it mekalkel? Right? Is it something which spoils or ruins? Is negative? In other words, is destructive? Oh, it's considered metaken eitzal pesach. Okay, that's the question.
What about the Pesach Reisha?
Oh, so Rashi asks, what about Pesach Reisha? If you look here, Rashi says, second, Okrab Shimon, Umutar, those Rashi says, Vim Tomar, Pesach Reisha v'layamusu. Right, it's Pesach Reisha, exactly your question, excellent question. Opachin l'lekaman, that's what the Gemara is going to ask on Vavamud Beis. We're probably not going to get there tonight. There are people who can avoid this, and therefore it's not a psik resha. It's only a davar sheni miskaven. Now, what they mean by that, and who has this expertise, and does everybody have to have this ability? Do you have to be trying to actually accomplish this goal or not? That we'll get to later on. But that's an important question, and basically the Gemara addresses it later on. Okay. So basically, for the tzad, the dam, mifkad pakid, there are five elements to the question. Right? Right? Mifkad pakid, chibur, mechkar, and then four more. L'dam mutzarech ein tzarech, right? Do you paskin like dav shenem eskavein, like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? And even if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, is it considered to be mekalkel etzel pesach or metakein etzel pesach? Okay, ikadamri. We're being very thorough here. And what if we decide vim timtzalom or dam chiburei mechbar? Let's assume, according to the option, that dam it's a perfect, I'm saying this analysis is like a perfect chart, So if dam is chiburei mechbar, so then we're talking about meleches chovel, not the problem of bona, but chovel. So then the question is, again, number two, the dam utzarech ba'asur, is he interested in the dam? And that is the chavala, apparently, and therefore that would be asur, because that's a davar hamiskaven. Odil malanos atzma utzarech, he doesn't care about the blood per se, he's just interested in his personal, experience of pleasure. And therefore, this should be permitted. Even if you hold that lanos atzmo utzarech and not ledam utzarech, v'dam imela kasi, the dam comes out agav, right, interalia, not to It's not his focus. Still, next question is halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. The same question, meaning how do we paskin about davar she'eino miskaven? It's one thing to say if chibur nechbar that li hanas atzmo hutzarich, but since the dam is mimela ka'asi, so it's a davar she'eino miskaven issue. Im tipsalam halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, even if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the davar she'eino miskaven is prohibited. Mekalka b'chabura metakin b'chabura. Is this chabura considered a tikkun or a kilkul? Because after all, he's interested in proving that she's a basula. V'imtim saloma mekalka b'chabura hu. Here's another added question. B'mekalkel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph tells us that there's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding mekalkel b'chovel ubemavir. Now, normally in these machloksim, you know, Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir and Rabbi Shimon is the mekel. For example, what we're talking about here, the sugya, davar she'eino miskaven, so Rabbi Yehuda is machmir and Rabbi Shimon is mekel. Similarly, in melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, which also figures into the calculation here, so Rabbi Shimon is the mekel. Almost all the Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Shimon, right? That Malach Shein Tzvicha Lekufa is Pater Avalasar, but not Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Malach Shein Tzvicha Lekufa is Chayiv. There's a debate in the Rishonim, already in the, how to read certain Gemaras, the Gemara in Masachet Kira, in Shabbos, Perakira, sorry, and the Gemara in Zvachim, right? Whether or not there's a linkage in these two arguments, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon's argument about Davar She'eino Miskaven, which, as we'll see in a moment, is didn't call it Tarakula, Davar She'eino Miskaven. It applies also to Shabbos, but it extends also to call it Tarakula. For example, a lovesh kilayim, right? If a person is wearing kilayim, but as a man, he's a walking mannequin. So he's not interested in the levisha, but he is being, it's a cold day, and he's being nana. Right? That's a Davar She'eino Miskaven. That's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And, or mezalfin, or gabe aishim, depending, we'll get that in a minute. Like, you know, that they're, talking about, you know, being mechabe the ner maracha on the mizbeach, nothing to do with Shabbos. So there's a general machlokus about davar she'eino miskaven and kol tarakula. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter. So, but in Hilchos Shabbos is also machlokus about belachas shenitzricha legufa, whether it's chayiv or patra avlaser. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So depending on how you read certain gemaras. This is discussed by Tosus and Zvachim and Tosus and Kira and the Rajba and Kira and the Ravya in the beginning of Masachat Shabbos. Is there a link between these two machloksim or not? It's a very complicated question. I'm not going to go into details right now, but it's an interesting question. Either way, what's particularly noteworthy is that even though Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argue both about Eino Miskaven and Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa, and these are important klalim in Hilchos Shabbos, right, that you know, that are contingent upon this, there's also a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in the opposite direction regarding mekalkel, bechovel, ubemavir. Right? The Gemara discusses brismila and the onesh of, you know, putting somebody to death, havaras bas kohen, right? And depending on how you understand those halachos, what emerges is Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that even though mekalkel generally is patur, the kalka b'chovel u'b'mavir, in the areas of chovel u'mavir, is chayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda, who normally, I say, is mekel in these matters, happens to think that mekalkel is always patur avalasar. It's even in chovel and mavir. So actually, Rabbi Shimon is the machmir in mekalkel b'chovel u'mavir, and Rabbi Yehuda is the mekel. That's what the Gemara is referring to here. The Gemara says, "In tim salomar bekalka b'chaburahu." Even if you think that the you know hotzas adam here is mekalka b'chabura, b'mekalka halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, right? In this case, which means that you're going to be mekel, mekalka b'chovel amavir is patur. Oh, halacha! Look at the Rashi for a second. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'mekalkel umutter. The Chiyom Rabbi Yehuda Davar She'eino Miskaven Aser B'Metaken Aval B'Mekalkel Lo Amar. If it's a destructive malacha, he doesn't think that under those conditions that there is a prohibition. Oh, halacha k'Rab Shimon the Mekalkel B'Chabura Chayiv. Or is the halacha according to Rab Shimon that mekalkel b'chabura is chayev. Kim de tim tzalomer halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'davar shein miskaven the asur. In other words, can you hold like both of these chumras? Can you say that when it comes to davar shein miskaven, we paskin l'chumra like Rabbi Yehuda? And therefore, even though his kavana is l'hanas atzmo, since mimela, right, some in many cases there will be a chabura, right? It's not a psikoresha. That's what the Gemara says on Omid Beis, on Vavmid Beis. That's what Rashi was referring to before, your question. It's not a psikoresha, but it is a davar shein miskaven. So let's it turns out that that there is a hotzah sadam. But that isn't your intention. So that's davar shein miskaven. So according to Rabbi Shimon, fine, no problem. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's prohibited, right? I keep saying prohibited, and there's a reason for that. Right. The reason I keep saying prohibited is because I don't want to say chayiv or asur. And the reason I don't want to say that is because, as we'll see in a moment, that's a debate. I'll explain it, but I might as well explain it right now. And that is, in Kol Torah Kula, the debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether davar shein miskaven, what's the status of davar shein miskaven, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion davar shein miskaven is mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that davar shein miskaven is chayiv. So if you wear kelayim, bashuk, or again, one of these other violations, then you completely are chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda. In Hilchos Shabbos, which we'll get back to in a moment, there's a secondary debate, and that is that Rashi in Shabbos on Daf Kufchaf or Kufchaf Aleph, and Bali Tosas in Yuma Lamedalid, and also in Shabbos Mem Aleph, a few places, suggest that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that in Hilchos Shabbos there's no chiyuv daraisa in davar shein miskaven, because b'lechus machsheves asra Torah. So it's only pater aval asr. But the Rashba and others, Rashi and some other places, seem to say that's not correct. That even in Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that davar shein miskaven is chayv. So that's the reason I've been using the expression prohibited. I don't want to take a stand on the Doraisa or Drabanan question. We'll get back to that in just a couple of minutes. But anyways, the point is that even if you take the Chumrah view of Rabbi Yehuda and davar shein miskaven, this is a perfect chart, of the posek here. What do you hold by in miskaven? Aha. But, but maybe you can hold like Rabbi Yehuda and in miskaven and Rabbi Shimon, in Mekalkel, or like Rabbi Yehuda in Mekalkel. That's the question. Okay? So, So b'mekalka halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, there, that's a kula. O halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Then the Gemara concludes, b'be rab omri rab shari shmuel amar, b'naharda omri rab amar shmuel, rab asar and shmuel shari. So, omri rab nachman bar yitzvak v'simanech elu makilun yatzman v'elu makilun yatzman. The siman is, and we question whether this is just a kula, this is a coincidence or not, is that each one was claiming the adherent to be an adherent of the person who was Mekel, and they were just arguing, what the authority really said. Okay. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, V'Rav Shari, Rav really was Matir, meaning Rav's of the opinion, seemingly, the Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter. Very famous Gemara. The Gemara Rashi explains what he thinks it is. Haim b'sukhraya din azaisa. Stimas nekev gigis shemotzi nashechar derech hanekev. B'sos min oso bibavloi begadim. You have a hole, right? You have a big vat, a barrel of some sort, which contains beer, right, or wine, and you pour out of it derech hanekev, and you stop up that hole by putting, by a cloth, a rag of some sort to stop it up. So the problem is, osur lahaduka biyomatava, you're not allowed to fasten it, fully on Yom Tov, and Rashi explains, mishum schita, there's a whole discussion in Tosus, is it really schita or not? But that's the problem. So we see that even though your intention was not to be sochet, right, to davshenu miskaven, but nonetheless, it's asur. So we see that we paskin, that Rav paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So I can say Rav is shori. That's the question. I'm a sochet as I saw asur aduka biyomatav. So the Gemara says, "Bahahu afilu Rab Shimon moda dabei v'rabbi dam travayu moda Rab Shimon b'psikresha v'lo yamus." Meaning, "Masuchraya denizaisa is a psikresha. Psikresha means that you can't hide behind the din of davar shenu miskaven mutter if it's inevitable that this is going to happen. If it always happens, it's like cutting off the head of the chicken and saying, "Oh, you know, I didn't mean it any harm. You know, I didn't know that it was going to die." Of course, you know, if you cut off the head of the chicken, it dies. That's a psikresha, and this is a psikresha as well. Okay, that's the shakuntarya of the Gemara. So as I said before, the first thing to note is this is just a very succinct, great anatomy. It's an anatomy of a psak, in a way, or of a diun, psak. You're lining up all of the possible relevant issues, and then you have to sit down and, you know, go one by one, go through the checklist and figure out, you know, how we paskin here, how we paskin there, this contingency, that contingency, and so on. And the last piece is particularly interesting because, again, you know, this idea that, you know, we might paskin like Rav, that Dov Shen and Miskaven is Asur, or maybe even Chayiv, but we also may paskin like Rab Shimon, that Mekalkel B'chov L'mavir is Chayiv. So we might even be Machmir, you know, by combining the both of those shitas. Yeah.
Is this a super sfeksaike?
Or? A super sfeksaike? Well, it's only a suffix if you really can't.
Another suffix.
I mean, no, but it's not really a suffix because it's only a suffix if we don't, if we're not machria, you know, in certain ways. You know, we don't generally look at machloksim as a suffix unless we don't have a method of resolving them. But if we actually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon in some of these issues, then it's not a safek. Right? We generally don't treat a machlokes unless it goes you know, unsolved. We just don't treat it as a safek. Nor should we. Right? You know, it says in Perkei Avos that al tistalek min hasafek. And some of the mefarshim explain what that means is, you know, don't... you know, when you have a suffix, don't just assume to be machmir. Right? But the same is true in the other direction. If you have, you know, two sfeikos about a machlokes or a halachic matter, don't just say sfeik sfeik and be meiko. Well, again, that's like a very off, misquoted... you know, Rashi says in Deitza, actually it comes up here as well, interestingly. And I'll show you in 1 second. Rashi says in Beitza that koch datera adif really means really the opposite, you know, of what some people often quote it to mean. It doesn't mean that a heter is better than an iser or a kula is better than a chumra. What it means is if somebody is mekel, then minastam, since you assume that they're responsible, and that if they didn't resolve the matter satisfactorily to their satisfaction, they would have been machmir, you know, out of Yiras Shamayim. So when the person argues lekula, you can assume, you can make the assumption that he feels very strongly about it, that he says it with strong conviction, and therefore you should take it very seriously. In a way, that's what Rashi says also as the pshat in the Gemara later on. If you look on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, since you asked, the Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, you know, towards the end of the sugya here, so the Gemara says, you know, this goes on for another daf or so. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, it's like middle of the page on Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Hora Rav Yochanan B'tzaydan, right? Rav Yochanan was Mora, Asur Livol B'tzchila B'Shabbos. Okay? So again, the Gemara keeps quoting back and forth. It's mutter, it's asur, it's asur, it's mutter. A big debate. So the Gemara says, "Umi'ike horali iser." Is there such a thing as a, you know, quote unquote hora'ah, to use the language of hora'ah li iser? The Gemara says, "In." you know, Vatnan. Actually, there is Haro Bezdin, so on. But what would the Gemara? What was the Gemara's time? What do you mean? There's no Horali, sir. Right. So Rashi has the same comment. Really, it should be integrated with the Rashi and Beitz on Daf Gimel about Koch that Teira Adir. If you look at the Rashi there and the Rashi here, he says basically the same idea. So Rashi says here, Umi Kari Iser Umika Horali Iser Umi Kari Iser Hora. When you paskin le Iser, is that considered a Hora? Bishum de kol adam rashai lahachmir, right? Anybody can, you know, is permitted to be machmir. But oser ein zasmichas dvarim shafilu menasafek she'en alacha berura lo hu ba vioser. He's not critical of that. He's saying that's the way it should be. Aval hamatir somech al shmuaso o al svaros kamba kachmaso vehi hora. What he's saying is that, you know, it's very easy to be Oser, you probably should be Oser if you really, especially if it's a Dindoraisa, and you're Mestapek and you don't know what to do, then, you know, your Shemayim tells you you should be Oser. But a Hora, which implies that, you know, you have input, that you've thought, you know, reflectively about this issue, and you've examined it, right, and you've, you know, poured and invested your intellect and your emotions and your spiritual energies into it, you know, and you've come to the conclusion that it's mutter, which is also absolutely legitimate. That's a hurrah, because that implies, you know, that you're not just doing it misafek. Anyways, that's the then the Gemara, you know, says that's wrong. There is such a thing as hurrah le'iser, even though obviously, you know, what the conclusion of the Gemara is not that. The assumption or the explanation of Rashi is wrong. It's just that there are two types of hara l'iser. Right? There's a hara l'iser, which is a real hara, meaning I feel very strongly and with conviction that this is vaday asar, and maybe, you know, against the klalim of, like you say, maybe it's like a svek sveka, you know, maybe it's imtim salam or this, imtim salam or that. But you know what? I'm convinced that it's that, and I'm convinced that it's that. So there's a hara l'iser too. You know, that's kind of what the Gemara is saying. And there are others that are, you know, simply based on Kalali Hakra or Yiras Shemayim or, you know, Kalamachmir Tavala Bracha. Those aren't Horos. Those are, you know, Nihugim, basically. Anyways, it's an interesting topic. You know, we were talking about Gilyoni Ashas or Beelzeb Engel. So one place, I don't remember when, probably Beit Sadav Gimel, I'm guessing. When he talks about Koach Tater, so he quotes the Rashi, he mentions the Rashi I was talking about, the Rashi in Beitza, and he says, but there are here and there some Rishonim who really do interpret Koach Tater Adif, you know, not exactly like Rashi. No, it's not, to me, not just that, oh, likely when you have an argument, Laheter needs to be stronger, but rather that there is some sort of a benefit, you know, in some cases to being the result of Mekel. But he connects it to Derachel Darchei Noah. You know, in cases where, you know, there's a reason to be Mekel, you know, then Koach Datera Adif, Maguna, other things, in other words, where, you know, clearly the Halacha, you know, would prefer, you know, a certain kind of path. But even then, you have to have the, you know, well, integrity to know when yes and when not.
Why not?
But,
so
that's an interesting question. We were, you know, halacha k'divrei hamekel ba'avel. You know, we were discussing avelus the last couple of weeks, right? So that I was singing the praises, not that it needs my, you know, my singing, but of the Torah Adam, you know, the Ramban's extensive composition on dini avelus, which is very, you know, impactful. So the Ramban, you know, discusses halacha k'divrei hamekel ba'avel in the context of his discussion, which is part of which we started looking at last week. You know, is avelus daraisa or drabana, and the view of the Gaonim and the Rambam and the Rif and so on, that there is some avelus daraisa, you know, yom kavura misa. The rest of it is drabana, but the Bali Tosis holds that it's all drabana. So one of the rayas of the Bali Tosis that the Ramban discusses extensively is halacha k'divrei Hamekel Bavel. But the Ramban, you know, at one point takes a stab at it, and he says, but, you know, it's hard to say that, because, and what do you say for the Gonim, that all the dinim of Kala, are only on the drabbanans of Avelos. So he explains very beautifully at one point. He takes a stab at it. He says, I'm going to take a stab at it. You know, he's very tentative. But he basically explains, and it works in perfectly with what we were discussing last week. Last week I was trying to explain that even if Avelos is Daraisa, I was extending a little bit the Rav's ideas, that it's Nihuge Avelos. It's not really Isuri Avelos. So for example, the Ramban himself asks, against the Gonim and the Rambam, who he eventually joins, he says, how can it be that you're allowed to wear leather footwear, you know, if you're walking on a highway? What, just because it's a little inconvenient, so you can violate it in Daraisa? Bishlom, if it's a Drabanan, but if it's a Daraisa. So obviously, the answer to that is that even if it's a Din Daraisa, it's not a Baisa Veira, right? These are Nihugi Avelos. And Ramban himself kind of provides the basis, which is you know what's prohibited or what you're knowing as avelus are to refrain, to abstain from idonim, right? But you don't have to inflict a tzara on yourself. That's why the istinus is there. How can an istinus be different in a din daraisa of avelus if it's daraisa? The answer is it is, because it has a different objective threshold. One man's idonim is another man's tzar in some cases. So then similarly, so in light of that, he doesn't connect these exactly together, but in that spirit, the Ramban says, you know what, you know, in to muster the proper attitude for Avelos, you know, sometimes it requires a Vadai. It requires a Vadai. In other words, Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'Avel is based on the idea that, you know, if you're not really sure, you know, that this is something that it doesn't take on, it doesn't assume that, you know, abstaining from, you know, idonim idea. And or if you don't have, you know, that level of agmas nefesh, so, you know, it isn't aninus or avelus belev. So that's how he makes a stab at the idea, since you asked. Halacha kedivrei ha-mekel ba'avel. Anyway, this is all a tangent. This is not our topic. None of this is our topic. But, you know, it's a good question and an important issue. But, yeah. Oh, Rosh Shah are usually Lakula.
Lakula.
Yeah. I mean, Eliyahu Bahara Carmel. I mean, these are all almost, I mean, the classical ones, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Koach HaLak or Dover Minat Torah, basically, which is always Lakula. Yeah. Okay. This is the Sukkah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, now let's take it, one thing at a time. This is, I say, it's an amud in Masachet Ksuvos, but every amud in Ksuvos is like a whole world. So the Rishonim have extensive discussions here about numerous issues in Hilchos Shabbos. We're not going to do all of it, because last year we learned Shabbos and this year we're learning Ksuvos, but it's part of Ksuvos too, so we'll talk very quickly about a few things. Number one issue that's interesting. The Gemara has a safek here whether dam is mifkad pocket or chiburi mechbar. If it's chiburi mechbar, then the malacha that's on the dockets, as it were, is chabala, right? Or chabura, chabala, etc. And the Gemara is discussing, but about dam shen miskavein, and then of course you also get into the question of mekalkel b'chavala mavir, and so on. What is the malacha of chabala? So Tosas here discusses this. Dam mifkad pocket uchiburi mechbar. The word chabura, chavala, doesn't appear in the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, right? The Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, which lists the avos malacha. You know, if you want to look it up, we won't take the time right now, but you'll see that, you know, there are 39 things listed there, and not one of them is chovel or chabura. So clearly, chovel and chabura belongs to one of the other malachos, and the question is, which one? So there are three major candidates in the Rishonim here. What? What
should be
makalka?
A chabura.
What do you mean?
You're injuring someone.
Oh, that's a different question. That's all we're asking.
No, I understand.
You're just asking a different question, but that's maybe the reason why chovel umavir, you know, Rab Shimon said makalka is Chayev.
Right.
Why? Because Even though General Mekalkel is Potter, why Dafka Chovel Amavir? We'll get back to this in a minute, but why Chovel Amavir an exception?
Because
that's what they are.
That's what they are.
They're inherently destructive malachos. Although that becomes a little problematic, as we'll soon see. Okay. But what, I'm asking a different question. Which of the 39 is the Av Malacha of Chove? So there are three views, three prominent views that we're shown in here. One, mostly here and also in Shabbos Daf Kuv Zayin, to the main sugya, beginning of Perek Shmona Shvatzim. One is that it's tzoveya, coloring, or dyeing, with a dyeing, right? The other is that it's dyeing, okay? But the other type, netilas neshama, right? And the third is a very fascinating sheet of the Rambam, which is that it is mefarik. Mefarik is a tolda of dosh. So extracting blood, Rambam's sheet says that cholev, milking an animal, is mefarik, and chovel, right, extracting blood from a living being, is also mefarik. Mefarik told us. So these are the three shittas. I want to speak about them very, very quickly. This is really discussion of Tosas here. If you look at Tosas says, Da mifkad pakid, o chibur enekbar. Tosas says, Tama de chabura, lo kapirish rashi. The pirish, perik shmona shratzim, de chayiv mishum tzoveya, kabeches shratzim. So the reasoning here is not in accordance with Rashi's view of tzoveya. The Tana Hasam, Nitzra Adam, Afa Bishlo Yatza. What motivated Rashi is the mission there says that there are Shmona Shratzim, right? There are eight Shratzim that, have special status. And if you, extract a dam from them, you're chayiv. And Rashi has two deos there. One of the deos is that it's Tzoveya. And the reason is because since it has skin, these Shmona Shratzim have skin. Other Shratzim don't have skin. They have maybe some thin membranes, but not the equivalent of skin. So therefore, the discoloration that take when you damage the animal, right, and it has a skin, the discoloration of the skin is Tzoveya. That's how Rashi interprets, one day and Rashi interprets Chovel. So the Ri doesn't like it, because the Ri. The Be'ela Trefus, B'shmaita Dereya, the Gemara that speaks about lung, whatever, Tanya V'shar Shkotzim Ramasim Ad Sheyetzim Ehem Dam. There, the Gemara seems to say that even though the Mishnah says that it's only Shmona Shratzim, that's if it's not Yotzei Hadam, that's if the Dam doesn't come out. It just causes bruising and therefore discoloration of the skin. Right? But, says the Gemara in Chulin, if the blood actually leaves the animal's body, then even the other Shratzim that don't have skin, you violate the Isra of Shabbos. Okay. So Tosa says, but if it's like Rashi says, that it's the bruising and the discoloration, then how could that be substituted for by Yitzias Adam? Now the interesting thing is that the Rambam, when he talks about Shmona Shratzim and so on, the Rambam does not quote that Gemara in Chulin. And all the Nosa Kalim are very bothered by it. And some of the Nosa Kalim say, yeah, the Rambam doesn't think that Gemara in Chulin makes the cut. Meaning it's not Lahalacha. Maybe he thought there was a stira between the sugya and beginning of Shmona Shratzim and Shabbos and the Gemara in Chulin. So it's just interesting to note that one of the prime Gemaras that Tosas uses against Rashi, the Rambam doesn't paskin. Maybe Rashi didn't paskin it either. Okay. Anyways, hashta hosam maitzaveya ika haleslahu or there's no skin, nothing to be discolored. Vachanami maitzaveya ika b'hachabura. Or in this sugya, where's the discoloration here? V'chein gabe chabura demila lo shayich tzviya. Okay, that's Tosa's question. V'ot al korchach l'shmuel ikatam achrina. The parak kol gadol ka'amar the shochet lo mechayim mishum tzoveya. If you shecht an animal, the Gemara says one day is that you chayiv for Netilas Neshama and Tzoveh, and the other day is you're not chai for Tzoveh at all, you're only chai for Netilas Neshama. Elam Mishum Netilas Neshama. Alma, Tama de Chabura, Hu Mishum Netilas Neshama. Kidakamar Shmuel Hasam. Verav de Amar Hasam Mishum Tzoveh, Af Mishum Tzoveh Kamar. Now this is a Pella Atzum. I don't know the answer, I don't know if anybody even asked this question, but this proof that Tosis brings against Rashi or for his Shita is just astonishing. Meaning, what's his proof? The Gemara says that if you're tzad soveya, tzad achilazon vahapotso, right? If you take a chilazon and you kill it, like if you squeeze it and you kill it, so you should be chayiv, possibly mishum tzaveh and certainly mishum netilas neshama. So Tosa says, you see from that Gemara that Chovel is chay mishum netilas neshama. Now the reason that's Pella is, who says that Gemara says anything about Chovel or Chabura? Right? The Gemara talks about killing the animal. Lest you say, well, there's also Chabura and Chovel in there. That's certainly true. But nobody denies that there's an av malacha called shochet, which is netilas neshama. The question is, when you don't kill an animal or a person, all you do is injure them or bruise them or extract blood from them. So it's very, very compelling to say, you know what, that might not qualify for netilas neshama and for shechita. Aye, but it is chovel. So the answer is, obviously it's not, chovel is not netilas neshama and shechita, it's something else. Is it soveya? Is it dash? What is it? But what the fact that when you do kill an animal or a person, that you violate netilas neshama, is a davar pashut. That just doesn't prove that that's chavala. So I don't understand what Tosis wanted to get from the Gemara in Kal Gadol. I just don't get it. But whatever. I think Tosfos is already so convinced of their view, namely that, as we'll see in a moment, extracting dam, ki adam hu anefesh, is a form of netilas neshama, that they'd say, oh, you see, you know, the contrast between Tzoveya and netilas neshama and the Gemara in Kal Gadol, not, you know, kind of glossing over the fact that there we're not talking about an injury, we're talking about a loss of life. The Lechem Mishnah, nothing to do with this Tosfos, but the Lechem Mishnah notes, you know, this same kind of problem. Lechem Mishnah says, well, the Rambam, I mentioned the Rambam holds that that Chavura or Chovel is Mefarik, told the Dadash. So he says, well, what do you do with Shochet Netilas Neshama? Right? And not the Gemara, just saying in general, like, what's that then? So he says, oh, simple. That's when there's a loss of life. Right? But just the removal of the extraction of blood, even if it's Al Yedei, you know, a wound of some sort, an injury, right? There's a huge gap between an injury and a loss of life, whether for a person or an animal, right? So I don't understand this line in Tosis, except to say that...
You mentioned before that Mekalkel, Bechavuim, and Mavir...
Yeah, we'll get to that, back to it, but yeah.
But Netilas Neshama is certainly a Mekalkel. Why does the Gemara say in terms of...
No. Is it, really? Shochet?
Shochet Mekalko.
Really?
You take away somebody's life? You kill somebody?
Animal? Do you want to eat an animal?
Eat it.
Shochet generally, you know, mostly we're talking about animals. Right. Now again, the status of shechita in an animal is a very interesting issue from another point of view. Meaning, I thought you were going to be a little more adamant about it. the Gemara says in Chulin that if you use a sakin Shall Isuriana to do shechita, right? You don't violate Isuriana because, you know, behema b'chayeha is worth more than an animal that is shechted. So it's not a violation of Isuriana. That's what I thought you were going to, you know, ask me next.
Okay.
But you were.
You didn't give me a chance.
Exactly. So, but, you know, so this is where, but then the question is, if that's true, then the malacha of shochet should be makalkel.
Right.
And as you're asking, we only find that b'chovel amamir. So this is where the Bali Tosa say in Chulin, Ramban has his own formulation, the Ravid, the Ramban, say there's a special din on Shabbos, b'lechas machsheves asur Torah. That's if you're interested in shechting, because you want the food on your plate. So this is the Rav used to speak about a lot, about the Rembrandts, you know, or the Da Vinci. You know, it doesn't really matter. I guess it depends. Pick your painter. In other words, somebody scribbles on a masterpiece of painting, right? Is that Mekalkel? Or is that Metakin? Or let's say he erases, right? Is that Mekalkel or Metakin? Right? So in the world of Yisurei Hana, you know, we understand what that is. That you define it by the aggregate. Right? If you're going to start writing on a Da Vinci, Ein Lecha Kilkul, you know, Gadol Mizeh. And if you're an art restorer, you know, and you're fixing the painting by eliminating parts of, you know, the whatever it is, the varnish, the this or that, whatever it is over the years, then that's metakein, that's a violation of Yisra'ana, if we're talking about doing it b'derech Yisra'ana. But in Hilchos Shabbos, that's what Tosfos is saying. Melechas Mach Shabbos Asur Torah. Our focus is a little bit different. And therefore, Shochet is considered to be metakein in Hilchos Shabbos, even though it's considered to be Eino Neneh, right, in Hilchos Yisurei Hana. Okay. Anyways, let's continue. So that's what Tosa says. And then Tosa says, "Tilas neshama ein lefarish tatama mishum haneshama shemachlisho v'notel k'tzas nishmaso." So he's about to say that, in his opinion, Chovel or Chabura is Netilas neshama. But now he's explaining what he means by that. Now the interesting thing is that Rashi in Shabbos on Kuv Zayin has two deyos, as I mentioned. One is that it's Tzoveya, and the other is that it's Netilas Neshama. I suspect that Rashi's Netilas Neshama there is like Tosis is rejecting here. Meaning that you weaken your loss of blood when you give blood. We know, I mean, if a person loses blood in Nabuch, can be a very dangerous thing if you lose too much blood. Or either way, you can be weakened. You know, that's why when people volunteer to give blood, right, they give them, drink and nutrients, and they have them sit around for a while, because it weakens you, right? So Tosa says that, you know, you might have thought that the din of Netilas Neshama of Chovel is Shemachlisho V'noto K'tzas Neshmaso. But he says that can't be. Tahach Ein Tzorach L'Chalisho Sa'isha. It would be a Malach Shem Tzvicha L'Gufa. In the case of Isha Besula, even if you're interested in the Dab, you're not interested in her becoming, weaker. Miu isura de kamar hacha ikalamemer de habadrabana. Let's just say here it's only a dindrabana. Avagabe mila mashma de ike isura darais about tzas adam. And again, there's no interest in the tinok becoming weaker. Darmina beperek rabbi Lazar, hai umana, right, the lomayet sakantahu mavrinan le, pshita the Gemara says, midikamichalin and alea, mao the same adam mifkad pakid. They ask the same question about chilazon, they ask the same question about mila. Are these part of the regular blood systems? Right? Are they like, a separate channel, like, just waiting to be extracted? Kamashman chibure mechpar. The avim shemachlasha leka chilul Shabbos tabalakshin etzvicha legufa. Then tzorach lahaklus atino. Right? Good questions. Okay, Rashi, if I'm correct, would have to deal with some of these questions. I think that Rashi has a totally different understanding of balakshin etzvicha legufa, and that might be the way to answer it. Rashi's view of balakshin etzvicha legufa in general is more that you have a coping malacha, what I call a coping malacha, or a negative malacha. And you find a mace on your doorstep. You open up the door one morning, and instead of the New York Times, you find a corpse on your door. Okay? That's the Mishnah, basically. Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah, that's called malacha netzricha. Bring it somewhere else is called malacha netzricha leguf. The question is why? So Rashi says, because it's a malachas siluk. Meaning you'd rather not have to deal with this at all. I call it a coping malacha. Meaning you didn't want a mace at your doorstep. Now that it's there, you've got to do something about it. So number one, it's coping. I'm not sure which of these or the overlap of both of them is the main one, but Rashi speaks in both of these terms. Number one, you wish this wasn't, you didn't have to deal with it, but now you do. And number two is basically you're not moving the body because you want it to be, in the new destination. You're moving it because you don't want it to be here. Right? So it's a malachas siluk. Rashi has a very specific understanding of malachim tzvicha legufa. We'll see the Tosas is somewhat different. Anyways, that's Tosas's ha'ara. Then Tosas explains, what is it then? V'nir l'rabbeinu tam lefarish, totzas dam, Chashivin atilas neshama ki adam hu anefesh. Right, based on the psukim ki adam hu anefesh. Simply, removing dam is removing the life force of the man or the animal, even if there's no chalisha. Ukeshenota miktsasa nota miktsas neshama. Okay, then he goes on to elaborate this and to apply to chilazon and so on. Okay, so the question is, according to Rashi, the Shita Mekubetzos here asks a very interesting question. Rashi says in one of the days of Rashi in Shabbos, we notice that it's Tzoveya. Okay, we explain some of the things, some of the issues. Question is, if it's really Tzoveya, how do you read our Gemara? Why? Because our Gemara seems to say whether it's Kovel or Bone depends whether Dam Chibure Mechbar or Dam Mifgad Pocket. Right? So Bishlomo, if you hold, and that's what Tosis goes on to explain, that Hotzos Adam is Netilas Neshama. So what you can say, that's true Ki Adam Wa Nefesh, only if it's part of the regular blood system. I mean, if it's chibur emechbar, so adam gya nefesh. But if it's mifkad pocket, it's some other channel, another system, it's just a special, you know, chalos of dam besulim, so that dam is a different dam, and it's not ki adam wa nefesh. But if you hold it's tzoveya, namely, it's the impact of the scarring or the bruising, and the mark that leaves, the discoloration of the skin that leaves, if that's the malacha, so who cares whether it's Mifkad Pakid or Chibur Mechbar? That's a very good question, right? So the Shidu...
Isn't it Tosu Sanji Tzoveya has to be external?
What do you mean external?
You have to see it on the skin if you have it in the...
No, Tosu doesn't seem to be bothered by that. Tosu seems to be bothered that if you take it out, it's just not coloring anything. That the internal coloring, you know, would be a Tzoveya, per se. You know, he doesn't think that that's impossible. Either way, the Shidduch Gubetzka is an interesting answer. Shidduch Gubetzka says, even if Tzoveya is the malacha here, you know, what you have to understand is that Tzoveya and all malachos of Shabbos have to be a malachas umman. I mean, they have to require there has to be a certain degree of difficulty or a certain objective degree of transformation or creativity, you know, which might imply a certain level of difficulty. So what we're saying is, in Achanami, the result of discoloration or coloration is there, whether it's Kiburi Mechbar or Mifkad Pakid. But if it's Mifkad Pakid, so it's like, you know, you're opening up the bottle and you're pouring it out. You know, there's no kunst to that. You're not creating the tzeva. You're just kind of releasing, you know, what creates the tzeva. If it's Kiburi Mechbar, that's already a malacha. That's an interesting idea. So this idea might also help for the Rambam, because some of the Nosa Kalim asked the same question. The Rambam's view is that Chavala is Mefarek, told in the Dash. So the question is, again, if you hold that, what does that have to do with Chiburi Mechbar or Mifkad Pakid? The Gemara hears them say, it's not Chavala if it's Mifkad Pakid. But again, I think that the basic idea might be that Dash is separation. And it's extraction. It's certainly that. But it has to be a more transformative or creative transformation and extraction. If it's just you're opening up the plug and you're pouring out the contents, you know, that's not dush. Dush is where in the transition from what it was to what it becomes, right, there is a transformation and not just a gilui. You know, a revelation to the world of what already, you know, is there, hidden, right? It's creating this new reality. And therefore, it's only if it's Chiburi Mefkbar, not if it's Mifkad Pakid, that it'll constitute. I think these are very important Kiddushim and very important Hagdaros in these Malachos. Yeah.
That's also, again, the same question, that by Dush, you can have an internal Dush. All the examples that I know of Dush,
are all external. No, for sure, the dash has to be external. Where can you have an internal dash?
I'm saying so here, it seems to be that...
Why?
There's no reason that the dam besulim bleeds out. It could be simply absorbed within the body. It may not.
The Rambam is assuming that Chovel is an extraction of the blood, that it comes out. That's what he's assuming. Aye, what about the case of Shratzim? So that's what the Rishonim point out, Tosas points that out also, and that is that the fact that they have ore, the Shemona Shratzim, is explains why the blood didn't exit immediately. Because there's something holding it back. Eventually it comes out whether you see it or not. You know, it bleeds out somehow. That's the idea. You have to say something like that for the Rambam as well. Meaning it does come out. It's an extraction. Anyways, the problem with the Rambam is a different problem as well. The Gemara says in Klal Gadol that chilazon va'apotzo. So the Gemara says, well, what, let it be mefarek, right? So the Gemara says, no, ein disha ele begidulei karka. The dash mefarek. You know, the Gemara says dash there. Let it be dash. The Gemara says ein disha ele begidulei karka. Now the Rambam in Perek Ches of Shabbos paskins ein disha ele begidulei karka. So the Nosa Kelim ask, if he holds ein disha ele begidulei karka, so how does he explain Cholev and Chovel being Mefarik told to the Dash? So they give two basic answers to that question, which is interesting. One is that Gidule Karka doesn't mean here things that grow on the ground. It means things which are linked to the ecosphere, I guess you would say, of the ground, as opposed to the water. Meaning unlike Dugim, right, which belong to the environment of the sea, and that's a separate chalos, right? Anything that's sustained, that is sustained and nourished on the dry land, right, is called gidule karka. Not gidule karka in the sense of mechubar, things that literally grow from the ground, but things that are sustained by dry land, by the earth, part of the earth. Okay. That's one, that's the popular answer in the Akron. And that's a very interesting issue. Rabbi Avram ben Rambam gave a very fascinating different answer to this question. Avram ben Rambam said, I must have mentioned this, I'm not sure last year, but certainly at some point I must have mentioned it in our discussions of Shabbos over the years, that Rabbi Avram ben Rambam said there's a difference between the Av and the Tolda. The Gemara says that Ein Disha Ligidule Karka, and the Rambam paskins that way. But Mefarek, right, is a Tolda of Dash. And therefore it's not held to the standard of Ein Disha Ela Begidule Karka. Now that is very shocking, very mechudash. Normally, we think, you know, typically, that toldos are kind of, you know, they are the Av, they're the Av, or the Tachlis of the Av, and, you know, basically it's the same in a single category. Even if we were to argue that a tolda is something that is somewhat independent of the Av, and this is a big discussion, you would think that, if anything, since it comes through the Av is the paradigm, so you can never be more machmir in the Tolda than you are in the Av. If you say Ein Disha L'Bigdule Karka, you're going to say that Mefarek Tolda the Dash is not only different, but it's more chamur, and you can have Mefarek even though it's Gidule Karka. But that's what Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam says for the Rambam. He says, no steer in the Rambam. Ein disha l'migdulei karka. But told us mefarek. So what emerges from Avraham ben Rambam, his understanding, is the idea that a tolda kind of is the genesis of a tolda, you know, epistemologically, you might say, meaning in terms of how you know that this tolda and where does it come from, like tracing it, is through the Av. But it almost is like it has a life of its own and a shame iser of its own. So again, we know this from the worldview of Rabbi Eliezer, but we don't paskin like him. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that you're chayiv for a tolda b'makomav. If you do an av and a tolda together, you're chayiv shayim. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We paskin like the chachamim. So we would think that the av and the tolda are just, you know, either identical or one is a dilution of the other. But the idea that, oh, you, then av can be a paradigm which can expand, you know, the malachos of Shabbos, but expand them in a way that leaves them somewhat independent, that's surprising. Yeah.
Isn't the Av the genus and the Tolda the species?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
But
if that were to be true, then you couldn't say...
So, you know, I mean, what's the makor for arguing that the Tolda has an independent existence?
Well, what's the makar for Rabbi Lazar thinking that you're chayav for Tolda b'makamav? I mean, there are different ways to understand Rabbi Lazar too, but right. So again, just to highlight it, even within the Chachamim, I don't remember if we discussed it last year, but we have we paskin against Rabbi Lazar. Now, if you now do an av and a Tolda together, you're only chayav achas, right? However, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim how to understand why that is true. It seems to be a steer in Rashi. Rashi in Kal Gadol says, if you do an av and a Tolda together, you're chayav achas because it's like you did the same thing twice. Behelem Echad. It's like you did, if you did Zareya and Noteya, it's like you did Zareya v'Zareya. Behelem Echad, you're chayav once. But Rashi in Bava Kama doesn't say it that way. Rashi says, if you do an av and a Tolda, you're chayav achas, you're chayav for the av. So the, in Sidur Gebet says, Bava Kama, I think the Mari Katz, I think is who he quotes, says, that's a strange formulation. What do you mean you're chayiv for the av? You're not chayiv for the av, you're chayiv for both of them, but it's a repeat performance. So he says, apparently Rashi thinks that that's not what's going on here. What's really going on here is you're chayiv for the ikar and you're potter for the tafel. So the idea that the tolda is independent, but tafel, but here we're saying more than that. We're saying it's independent and it's independent. That's right. There's a discussion, and some of the Rishonim, again, have the view, let's say you did two toldos. Would you be chayav achas or shtai? So most, the mainstream view is chayav achas, because every time, whether it's an av or a tolda or a tolda or a tolda, it doesn't make a difference. It's all the same. It's all the tachlis amalacha. It's the overlap. It's the common denominator. Right? But there is a view that says, no, two toldos are chayav. There's even a view of the Ritva that says the following fascinating idea. And it's a good trivia, you know, quiz question. You know, you can multiply the Maisa Averas and you can reduce your Korban Chatas, the amount of Korban Chatas. Meaning, if you did the two Tolda, if you did Zomer, and I'm not sure if I got them exactly right in terms of what the Ritva says, but the idea is correct. If you did Zomer and Noteya, right, maybe Bechayv Shtayim. But if you did Zomer, Zoreya, and Noteya, you're only going to be chayav achas. Right? You did more averas, and you're chayav less chatos. Because by doing the av, you kind of, bridged the distinction between the two toldos. And therefore, you're back to being chayav just for the av. Fascinating. So, there's a whole issue about this. I don't want to get into... into the details so much, but the relationship between av and tolda is very, very interesting. Just what is a tolda and what is its status? Yeah.
Yeah. The concept of gidul karka is very broad.
Yeah.
The halacha of the sukkah that the stock has to be gidul karka. Right.
No, there it's clear that it means grows on the ground.
Pardon?
There it's clear that it means grows on the ground.
Okay. Well, not so clear because the Ma'abit in the Beis Elokim says that in the Midbar the Jews did not sit in the sukkah because it would have been a sukkah mitachas a sukkah if you hold it's connected to Anani Kavod. So you would have had a sukkah beneath the sukkah because the Ananim were considered Giduli Karka because they draw the water from the ground.
Uh-huh.
So the Bin Shlomo brings this down and. In his discussion, Parshas.
Okay, pretty. Parshas, that's a little while.
Parshas were A. So you see, the Gidulei Karka can be if it's drawn from the ground. So it can be Mepharik. The animals are they're sustained by the ground. But that's
okay. Interesting.
Key.
Usually, that's not how we interpret it in Schach, but I hear. Okay, Shkoach.
I'll print it out for next week.
Okay, excellent. We look forward. So that's the issue of Mepharik. And so there's much more to talk about, obviously, in terms of the fire, but let's move on. So the next Tosis, the one after that, Imtim Shlom Arlocha Krav Yudah Mekalkulates L'Pesach B'Shari. Here Tosis deals with a different issue. Right, the Gemara here says, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dover Shena Miskavein is prohibited, right? But you still might end up being matir if you're mekalkel etz al Pesach. So even though it's Dovr Shem Miskaven, Dovr Shem Miskaven mekalkel is mutter. So Tosa says, Pirish Rabbi Yehuda islay de mekalkel b'chabura pater, So this too is very fascinating. Meaning, what happened here? Rabbi Huda says Davar Sheni Miskaven is not allowed, right? But Mekalkel is Pater Aval Asur. So what Tosa seems to be saying is that it's Mutter. Maybe if you have both of these, Davar Sheni Miskaven and Mekalkel, even according to Rabbi Huda, it's Mutter.
Which Tosa are you referring to?
The Imtim Salomar number one.
Second
last Tosas on the page, right? Pierce Rabbi Yudis Leidu Mekalka Bechabura Pater, Afagav the Pater Avalasar, Miu Hacha Mutal Chatchila Di Katarti, Mekalka Bechabura, but Davar Sheni Miskaven is Chayev according to Rabbi Yudis, isn't it? It should be Pater Avalasar, right? So, there is a big debate how to read this Tosas, or there's a big debate in Rishonim how to read this Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua on this Tosas says, oh, this is Tosas Lishitaso. You have to look at Tosin Yuma and Tosin Shabbos. You have to look at the Tosases that say what I mentioned before, and that is that even though Davar Sheni Miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Chayiv and Kol Tara Kula, when it comes to Shabbos, it's Patur Aval Asur because of Melachas Machsheves Asur Torah. Ah, if Davar Sheni Miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nuchos Shabbos is only Asur, and you add Mekalkel, so it's like trade Rabbana and it's Mutter. And that's how some Rishonim interpret, and that's how Pnei Yeshua reads Tosas. The Mishnah Lamelech reads it a little differently. Mishnah Lamelech says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Davar Sheni Miskaven is Chayiv. Right? But is that true that when you have a, is it also Asur in a Drabanan? Does Willy hold that if you do a Balacha Drabanan or an Avera Drabanan, Be'ena Miskaven, that's also Asur? Or the din of Davar Sheni Miskaven Chayiv, the din of Davar Sheni Miskaven is L'chumra, is only in Daraisa, not in Drabban. Then the Mishnah Melech in Perek Aleph, Chol Shabbos, has a whole discussion. Does it matter what type of Drabbanan? You know, is Mekalkel different than, you know, other Pturei Shabbos, or Shvusim, or Melech Drabbanans? But that's a whole perspective, namely, the way to look at all this is not from the Davar Sheni Miskaven point of view, but from the Isur Drabanan point of view. Did the Chachamim, when they created Isur Drabanan, did they say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Beinu Miskaven? Interesting. If you say the answer is no, then we have another good way to read this Tosas. I think it's a third way to read Tosas, and indeed the Rajba himself read it this way. And that is, when we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Davar Sheni Miskaven, let's say in Kol Torah Kula, and let's assume for the moment also in Hilchos Shabbos, is Chayiv. Okay? Davar Sheni Miskaven, Chayiv. Do we mean to say that Davar Sheni Miskaven is Kemiskaven? Or do we mean to say that Davar Sheni Miskaven, even though it's less than Miskaven, is still Chayiv? Now, are we saying that Kavanah doesn't matter? Or are we saying that Kavanah is not, or lack of Kavanah is not enough to be Matir? Not enough to be Matir is not the same as saying it doesn't matter. If we take the second view, namely not that Davar Sheni Miskaven is Kim Miskaven and we don't care, but that it's not enough, then what you might say is, listen, when you do a Melechas Mitakein, even though it's Eina Miskaven, there's still enough of a Tzura Samalacha here that you're Chayiv. But if you have nothing, and it's not Mekalkel, and it's Eina Miskaven, it's not like there's no Chalos Eina Miskaven Daraisa. There is. And therefore, with no foundation, neither Metake nor Kavana, you don't have enough of a basis even for a Drabana.
I mean, Eina Miskaven can border on an onus.
It doesn't sound onus. It just means Eina Miskaven.
The Eina Miskaven portion of your act can converge on.
It's parallel to Misasek, but it's not an onus. An onus means that you do something under duress, against your will.
You mean Misasek.
Here you do something without attention.
Inadvertence.
That's Misasek. Like Misasek. Parallel to Misasek. In Okanami. But we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that Davar Sheinu Miskaven and Kol Torah Kula, maybe even in Hilchos Shabbos, is Chayiv. What we're asking is, how did you get from Chayiv to Mutter? Right? So if you say, Davar Sheinu Miskaven Harehu Legamri Kedavar HaMiskaven, you can't. Unless you say some of the other things that we said. Which is, oh, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's only Patra V'Lasa to begin with, or this is a din in Drabanans, that Drabanans require Kavana, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if it's not a din in Drabanans, and it's not based on that other perspective, then what you need to say, and kind of the Rajba says it, is Dov Rishenu Miskaven is not Kemiskaven. It's Chayiv despite the fact that it's Eino Miskaven. But then, if you have Mekalkel Veino Miskaven, maybe you have nothing. That's an important idea, an important principle. If you take the view, okay, actually, let's leave it at that for the moment. Would it matter whether this combination was Eino Miskaven and Miskalkel or other things? Let's say Eino Miskaven and Kelach Hayad, Eino Miskaven and Shnayim Sha'asuhu. Right? Would it make a difference? Hard to know. If it's on the Drabanan part of it in particular, or even on the Daraisa part, how much of a hafka, in other words, how much of a lack of shame malacha are these things? Or are they just peturim? You know, the Gemara in Ksuvis, you know, possibly relates to this, at least the way some Rishonim understand it there. Do you say kable bidraba mine? You know, when it comes to Pturei Doraisa of Shabbos. Now, let's say you do a violation of Shabbos, but in a manner where there's no Malach Smach Shabbos. Let's say a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, or Misasek, or Mekalkel, or Kelach Hayad, or Shnayim Shasu, or Lak, whatever. One of these ways. Right? Normally, a Maisa B'Shabbos is a capital crime. Okay? And we paskin that Chayim Misos Shogigin, Pturim. If you engage in a maisa, which is a capital crime, even if you do it in a manner in which you're not going to get executed, we still apply the rule of kamle bidraba mine. Meaning if there's a coincidental or a coextensive chiyuv amamon, right, you're potter. Right? Right? What happens, you know, when you don't do it, you know, bishogeg, but you do it b'malach shen tzricha legufa, or b'davar shen miskaven, right? Or b'mekalkel. So will you say, you know, you're patur, but you did a capital crime, you just don't get punished for it? Or will you say the tzura of a malach esmach sheves, of a maisa shabbos, of a chilul shabbos is absent here? In which case, ironically, you get a chumrah. You say, you know, it's true that you did this, you know, thing that had you done it b'mezid, had you done it b'metaken, had you done it, you know, you know, in a regular fashion, you know, would have been a chiyuv misa, but you did it in such a way that there's a hafka gemura. It's not even chilul Shabbos. Nidaraisa.
Every shogeg is a Dovah Shein Miskaven.
Sorry.
Every shogeg is a Dovah Shein Miskaven, isn't it?
No.
You do something with
shogeg. Shogeg just means that you thought that it was, may have thought that it was permissible on Shabbos.
Let's say
you thought it was permissible on Shabbos. You thought it was permissible on Shabbos. That's not it. That's not in a miskaven.
It's a miskaven.
No, it isn't. That's shogeg. You're digging a charit. You don't know it's Shabbos today.
Yeah.
Or you think that there's no Isser Malacha, but you want to dig a charit. You want to dig a pit.
I wanted to do a walk on Shabbos.
That's not Eino Miskaven means I'm trying to drag this couch. I want to get it from point A to point B. There's no psik resha, but you know, sometimes it'll create a charitz, but that's not what I'm interested in.
Gotcha.
Okay? That's Eino Miskaven. Yeah.
But if that's what we mean, that it's not what you're interested in, why should it make a difference that you were Makalka? In other words,
what do you mean? No, it's a separate point.
If you didn't intend, if this was not a result...
No, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, who cares if you were Makalka?
No, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Eino Miskaven is Chayiv. He doesn't care that you're Eino Miskaven.
Well, why should it make a difference to Rabbi Yehuda whether it was Mekalkel or not.
Because he holds that Mekalkel's potter.
But why should you say that Mekalkel is potter?
Why say it?
No, there are two different issues. One is, how much attention do you have to be giving to the malacha that you did?
To what you want to achieve.
That's question number one. And question number two is the malacha that you did something that is constructive or something that is destructive? One is about the quality of the malacha and its impact. The other is about the degree of your focus.
Two different. In many cases, you can have a result that you didn't intend that was destructive.
Right, that's Einu Miskavin and Mekalkel.
But if you say that Dovash Einu Miskavin is higher,
right?
Then
it's still Mekalkel. You still think of Mekalkel's potter?
Mekalkel shouldn't get you off the hook.
Why not? I mean, because he's potter avalaser.
No, it shouldn't take you off the hook because, of course, I didn't intend to destroy that.
No.
Whatever you don't intend.
These are two. Why do you assume that one? What does one have to do with the other?
But Dovash Einu Miskavin, I didn't intend this result.
Okay.
And this result was destructive.
We don't care what. No. So we don't care about your intention, but we do care about the quality of the action to qualify as a malacha. It has to be constructive. Why can't you have two different? One is quality control, and the other is a level of intention.
Because if you really focus on a person's subjective intent, when you say his subjective intent doesn't matter,
right?
Then you really shouldn't.
But still, a destructive malacha is not a malacha. Is not a malacha's machshavas. Two different dinim. One is about standards, and the other is about level of intention. And they have nothing to do with each other. Just like kalach hayad has to do with the way in which you perform the action. Are you doing it, you know, in typical fashion or atypical fashion? Something totally different. These are all, or shnayim shasu. Did you do it alone or did you do it in partnership? They're totally different issues. Anyways, what emerges is a very interesting issue about Rabbi Yehuda's perspective on Dovash Einu Miskavin. So I guess we'll stop here. Next time, is next week the last one before? As we were talking about on the way here a little bit. So we should do something on Inyane Pesach. And then after that, when we come back, we'll continue one more Shir on Shabbos, Psik Reisha, and so on. And then we'll move on to Yom Tov, and we'll try to get to the back to the Ishus issues on Dovash.